ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् पादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्य वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिश्रणयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुभागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेमदेवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वी सॉ लास्ट क्लास सेल्फ एन्क्वायरी इज नथिंग बट एन्क्वायरी इंटू सब्जेक्ट मैटर ऑफ द शास्त्रम। आत्मस्वरूप विचारः इज शास्त्र विषय विचारः, एंड दैट सेल्फ एन्क्वायरी वाज प्रेजेंटेड थ्रू एन एनालॉजी, एंड वी सॉ दैट। आई वांट टू रिपीट दैट टुडे अगेन। एंड नाउ हाउ सेल्फ एन्क्वायरी should be conducted, which means how shastram, we use the shastram as the pramanam, only with the help of shastram we do this self inquiry. And an important thing here is this Upanishad begins with nididhyasanam, and now it has come to Shravanam and Mananam. Usually, how the teaching should be, usually, always we say, the general order is, first Shravanam, then Mananam, then Nididhyasanam. But this Upanishad begins with Nididhyasanam, and now Brahmaji is going to introduce Shravanam and Mananam, which is, Shravanam is Shastra Swarupa Vichara, sorry, Atma Swarupa Vichara, which is Shastra Vishya Vichara. And here, this is also done sometimes. Sometimes, if the student is not, sometimes the teacher begins like that, and when he comes to know that, when he comes to know that it is, the student is not ready for what he is teaching, then he'll again go back to the thing, when then he'll start from the beginning. Like even in Bhagavad Gita, even though Karma Yoga is the first sadhanam to be taught, to be understood, because that will prepare the mind for jnanam, then one has to enter into the jnanam, jnana yoga. But second chapter, the first, as soon as Krishna starts teaching, and he begins with the jnana yoga, I mean, which is Sankhya Yoga, is jnanam. Then he, third chapter, he presents the Karma Yoga topic. Like in here also, and all these mantras we've seen, he highlighted what is Nididhyasanam and how the benefit of Nididhyasanam was presented in the previous mantras. And now he introduces the, at least Shravanam. And what is Shravanam? Mainly Shravanam, of course, during Shravanam and Mananam, what is that main teaching we get? What is it we mainly arrive at? Through Shravanam and Mananam. Through Shravanam and Mananam, the important lesson we arrive at is Jivatma Paramatma Swarupa Aikyam. We are supposed to arrive at, understand the oneness of, or the non-difference between the individual self and total self, the macrocosm, Paramatma. This is the main teaching. So, for which he is going to present now, for us to understand the Swarupam of the Jivatma and Paramatma being one and the same, or the absolutely the difference being not there between Jivatma and Paramatma, to understand that, to arrive at that, we need to know who the Jiva is and who the Paramatma is. Without knowing who the Jiva is, what the Jiva is, and who the Paramatma is, we can't understand how they are absolutely non-different, how they are one and the same absolutely, that we can't arrive at. Therefore, now here, in the following mantra, the 12th mantra, he's going to say here now. First, he's going to say, present, who is this Ishvara and who is this Jiva? First, there is two mantras. Very interesting. Before we enter into the mantra, I wanted to understand this. See, there is Atma. Upanishad begins his teaching this. There is Atma. And Atma, the very word Atma tells you, implies all pervasive reality, Atma. And that reality happens to be free from all limitations, is also implied by the term Brahma. Therefore, Atma or Brahma are two different words implying the same reality. The reality as the truth of an individual is implied by the term Brahma. As the truth of the whole is implied by the term Atma. As the truth of the whole, it is implied by the term Brahma. Really speaking, two different words implying the only one and the same reality. Therefore, here we say Atma is. And what is this Atma? We say, actually, we use these two different words. What is this Jiva Atma and what is this Parama Atma? Jivaha and Paramaha are just two adjectives added to the same Atma. Two different qualifications given to the same Atma. In keeping with two different Upadis. So, which means, between Jivatma and Paramatma, is there a difference? Of course, there is difference at the empirical level. Empirically, relatively, there is difference between Jivatma and Paramatma. Superficially, there is difference between Jivatma and Paramatma. But absolutely, there is no difference between Jivatma and Paramatma, which means the Jivatma and Paramatma are one and the same reality. But still now we have this difference. Because the superficial difference is there, the empirical difference is there, and these differences are caused by what? What is the cause of these differences? We say these differences are caused by the actually manifesting medium called Upadhi. Therefore, this difference between Jivatma and Paramatma is said to be what now? Aupadhika Bedaha. Upadhi Krita Bedaha is called Aupadhika Bedaha. Okay? Upadhi Krita Bedaha, Aupadhika Bedaha. The manifesting medium is different. And therefore, because the difference in the manifesting medium, and there is this empirical or superficial difference between Jivatma and Paramatma. Otherwise, there is only one Atma. So, what is that Upadhi? And we say, what is that Upadhi? We say, Maya. Maya is the Upadhi. It means the same Atma, this Atma, which is, we say, with the avidya upadhihi, gets the name Jivaha. The same Atma, manifest in the Maya upadhi, gets the name Paramatma. Avidya and Maya. And this is mentioned where, when you studied Tattva Bodhaha, you must have heard it. Avidya upadhisan jivaha bhavati. Maya upadhisan ishvaraha bhavati. In fact, the status, Ishvara status or jiva status, and is given to the same Atma in standpoint of these upadhis only. Therefore, the difference is caused by the upadhis. Therefore, Aupadika Bedaha. Now, one is Upa because once the difference is there. Avidya Upadhihi makes the Atma Jiva, Maya Upadhihi makes the Atma Ishwaraha. Now, we are going to see that here. Therefore, it begins like this. Sayeva Maya Parimohita Atma. Shariramasthaya Karoti Sarvam Striyannapanadi Vichitrabhogaihi Sayeva Jagrat Paritriptimeti. So here, this Jivaha and Paramaha, Jivaha and Paramaha, because it's manifesting medium, therefore both are surrounded by the gunas, both are surrounded by the gunas, but predominantly Ishvara Upadhi is what? Sattva Pradhana Upadhihi, Ishvara Upadhihi. Whereas Jiva Upadhihi is Rajoguna Tamoguna Pradhanaha Jiva Upadhihi. But both have what? Both are surrounded by three gunas. Therefore, the Sattva Guna being the predominant guna of the Maya Upadhi, and here Ishu the Jiva, Rajoguna, Tamoguna Pradhana being predominant of this Jiva Upadhi. That difference is there. But both are surrounded by Maya Gunas. For we say Utkrishta Upadhihi. Utkrishta Upadhi exalted, isn't it? And here Nikrishta Upadhihi. Utkrishta exalted Upadhi, and this is an ordinary Upadhi, Nikrishta Upadhihi. That is the difference. Which means, therefore we say what? The Sattva Guna Pradhanaha Ishwaraha. Rajoguna Tamoguna Pradhanaha Jivaha. Actually, Jivaha Ishwaraha, only the standpoint of these Upadhis, we see these differences. Therefore, we say what? And this Jivaha, this same Atma, how does he become Ishwaraha? How does he become Jivaha? He says, Maya Parimohita Atma. Okay, Maya Parimohita Atma, same Atma. And being endowed with this Avidya Upadhi. Because of this Upadhi, let us start with this. This Jiva, Atma being endowed with this Upadhi. Then what happened? Goes through the avasthatrayam. Goes through the experience, three states of experience. Without the upadhi, going through experience is not possible. Avasthatraya anubhavaha is not possible. Experience is not possible without the upadhi. Is it clear? Therefore, being endowed with this upadhi and goes through this this experience. Therefore, that is how this that becomes caught. Once you go through these experiences, then there comes a samsara. So here, next he is going to say, and one is shariram asthaya. Shariram asthaya. Then being endowed with this body also, then what comes? Aham karta, I am the doer. And once you get the I am the doer and I am the enjoyer, these notions also come when, only when you are endowed with this upadhi. Being endowed with this upadhi, and then with the kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, and he does everything. He alone does everything. Sahayeva atma. That atma alone does everything means what? We already studied. Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. But this mantra says what? Atma does everything. What does it mean? Atma does everything means there is no doer other than the atma. That is the meaning. There is no doer other than the atma. But when does the atma become the doer? When does atma get the status of being the doer? Only when, because of this upadhi. Because of the upadhi only. Isn't it? So here, and not only that, when he gets the upadhi, he gets this. And he enjoys also. He becomes the bhokta. He becomes enjoyer also. And what all he enjoys? And here he mentions those things. What all he enjoys? Stri, anna, pana, adi, etc. Vichitra bhogaihi. No? And he enjoys varieties of objects of enjoyment here. Varieties of objects of enjoyment, objects of touch, objects of sight, objects of the sound, etc. All forms of varieties of objects of enjoyment, this person, he also experiences, enjoys. Then, sahayeva, again saha means what here? That atma alone, nobody else here. There is no doer, there is no experiencer other than Atma. Sahayeva. Then what happens? Jagrat paritriptim eti. Sahayeva paritriptim eti. Jagrat paritriptim eti. Mean he alone then enjoys or has satisfaction of going through these experiences, enjoying all these objects, in the waking state. Understand? So here, because of upadhi, the atma alone, because of this upadhi, goes through these three states of experience. Thereby, what happens? He has the doership and has the enjoyership, and he enjoys. And here, what happens? How does this jiva? How does atma? How does atma become the enjoyer and doer? The thing is, Atma, this Ishvara, for this Atma alone, using the Maya Shakti, creates everything, when the whole Jagat it creates. When it creates, creating is okay, but having created, and having this Upadhi, what should not happen, that is, but when this, the identity, when he identifies itself with this upadhi, that is when the jivatvam comes. Until creation, there's no jivatvam, isn't it? It's like when you, in your dream, fall asleep, then you create your dream. And using your own thoughts, your own vasanas, project the dream universe. But until then, it's okay. And you create a dream body for yourself also. Yourself means what? Your own mind projects the body there. Until then it's okay. Until then you are Ishvara only. You are creator of the dream. But when do you become Jiva there? When do you become? Only when you identify yourself with that body which you have created. As a creator, you become a creature. Dream creator waker, you become the dream creature. And you fall from Ishvara status to the Jiva status. It is the identity with the body you created there. Isn't it? When you want to enjoy, you created your own body and you identify yourself with that body, that is when you fall. Understand? If you knowingly, suppose if you are there knowingly, imagine you created a body for yourself and you created the whole dream in your dream, and if you don't identify yourself with, if you still remember, if you know, I am the waker, you know, I created this dream using my own vrittis, and I create an individual body now for myself to enjoy this. I am a waker. If you know in dream, then you are not bound. There is no jivatam. Still you are a creator of the dream world. You are a srishtikarta. You are Ishvara. You are the lord of the dream world. Knowingly, if you are there, then you would have been an avatara purusha there. If you do not know, when you identify yourself with that body, then it becomes a samsaraha. Understand? If you know, knowingly, if you assuming a body, knowingly if you are there, it will be avatara. Isn't it? When you do not know, it becomes a samsara. It is the identity which makes. So here Upanishad presents it, Sahayeva Atma. Who is this Atma? Nitya Shuddha Buddha Atma. The eternal reality, the ever pure reality, limitless reality, infinite reality, Asanga Atma, Atma which is free from all limitations, untainted self Atma. That Atma alone, Maya. Now you, because this manifesting medium, assuming, no, then going through these experiences, the three states of experience, and identifying itself with that shariram, what happens becomes the jivaha. When it becomes the jiva, then karoti sarvam. And he then, because the identity, he also has doership, he also has enjoyership, and sarvam karoti. He becomes the doer of everything and also experiencer of, enjoyer of all these varieties of objects of pleasure, such as three, annam, panam. Annam means food, panam means drink, and no, all sorts of objects of pleasures he enjoys, becomes the enjoyer. This is the waking. That is, this is how Atma becomes the Jivaha. And this is how he experience, he goes through this waking state. Understand? He experienced the waking state. And he goes to, see the next verse now. Next verse. Sayeva maya, sahayeva means what? The eva emphasizes there is no jiva other than Atma. Consciousness. There is no Ishvara or Paramatma other than consciousness. Isn't it? Sahayeva, the same Atma alone, Maya Parimohita Atma. Sahayeva, Maya Parimohita Atma, being endowed with this Maya Upadhi. And also, we can say what now? As a Jiva, being endowed with this Avidya Upadhi, we have to supply here. Now he is talking about the jiva. Okay, but you take that word maya as avidya here first. Okay, because maya and avidya are the same again. And the same maya upadhi with reference to individual is called avidya upadhi. Okay, we'll explain that later on. Shariram asthaya karoti sarvam. And then, Shairam asthaya means what now? Abhimanam kritva. Having the identity with the body, sarvam karoti. Na karam karta bhavati. He becomes the performer of actions. Then, stri anna pana adi vichitra bhogaihi. Then, sahayeva, once you become the doer, you also become what? The enjoyer. As a performer of actions, you also become the enjoyer of objects of pleasures. Paritripti meti. And when? Jagrat paritripti meti. During the waking state. Now he is going to say now. Next. Next we have to go to the Swapne sa jiva sukha dukkha bhokta. Swamayaya kalpita jiva loke. Sushupti kale sakale viline. Tamo bhibhuta sukha rupameti. Now that jivaha, so this atma, assume, being endowed with this avidya upadhi, and then going through these three states of experience, having the body, identifying with the body, and becomes the doer and enjoyer of objects of pleasures in the waking state. Which means what? The performer obtaining in the waking state, knower obtaining in the waking state, okay, experiencer obtaining in the waking state is one and the same Atma. The knower experiencer obtaining in the waking state, the performer obtaining in the waking state, performer of varieties of actions obtaining the waking state, and enjoyer of the fruits of actions and other objects of pleasures in the waking state is another than Atma. And this enjoyment is possible, this going through states of experience is possible because of the upadhi. Okay, it is the upadhi which gives the Atma the jiva status. Therefore, sahayeva, it starts with the Atma, then how Atma becomes jivaha, it is saying now. Okay? Now we're going to the next mantra, and he says, Saha Jivaha. Now he starts with the Jiva. Atma has become a Jiva because of the Avidya Upadhi. Now, Saha Jivaha, this Jiva who obtains in the waking state, the same Jivaha. Now what happened? Saha Eva Jivaha, Sukha Dukkha Bhokta. Again, he is the enjoyer of the pains and pleasures. When? He says, Swapne. Swapne, again, in dream. Which means, there is another dream state of experience. There also is an experiencer. And who is the experiencer who is going through this, pains and pleasures in dream? Sahayeva. The same jiva who obtains in the waking state, he is the same jiva here. Now, he experiences this sukham and dukkham in dream means, because what is dream? What is waking state? Waking state is nothing but accumulation of experiences, isn't it? And this dream state is nothing but replay of already stored experiences during the waking state, isn't it? Actually, the state of recording of experiences is the waking state. The state of replay of the old recorded experiences is what? Dream state. So here, actually, there's a state wherein you record the experiences, waking state. But in dream state, there's no more recording. There's only replay of already the collected world recorded experiences. And then whatever you have recorded there in waking, if you were crying and you were laughing and you were smiling, is it? So the laughter and cry and pains and pleasures, whatever you experienced, they only must be there. That is why in dream also, that Jivaha experiences what? Same Sukham and Dukham. The same way. Because that's what he has collected there. So Sukha Dukha Bhokta Swapne. Again he goes through the same pains and pleasures in dream also. And this, but in Swapna, look at this. What is the difference between Swapna and Jagrat? In Jagrat, when he experiences this world, isn't it? It is objectively real world. But in Swapna, in waking, what he experiences is objectively real world. But what he experiences in dream is subjectively projected real world. Subjectively real world. Subjectively projected world he experiences. Which means it is very, very private world. What he experiences in his dream is his own world, Jiva Srishtam. His own private world. Nobody else can enter into that private world. The person who is very close to you also cannot enter into that world. Somebody may be sleeping next to you. Even that person also cannot enter into your dream world because very private. Because subjectively projected. Isn't it? And this world, and why? How do you project? How do you create? See, whatever Ishvara has, whatever Shakti Paramatma has, that Shakti you also have. Little. Ishvara has Maya Shakti to create this universe. But what do you have as a Jiva? Jiva has what? Nidra Shakti. Isn't it? Nidra is the Shakti. For Swa Mayaya, this word Maya is taken as Nidra here. Swa Nidraya, Swa Mayaya, Swa Nidraya, Kalpita Jiva Loke. Kalpita means projected. So it is in this word, in this the subjectively projected world, now with the help of one's own power of, one's own creative power of Nidra, using the power, then what happens? He becomes the experiencer of pains and pleasures in Swapnam, in dream state. Now with this, he finished two states of experience. Okay? He starts with the Atma. How Atma becomes the Jiva? First he tells, Jiva's, how does Atma get the Jiva status? Because of the avidya upadhi. And that because upadhi, and then he gets this. He identifies himself with the body. And because of which, he has the doership and enjoyership. Then he does everything, he experiences everything. Then he has not less, that same Jiva. Now, with his own power, projects his own world, which is called Swapna Prapancha, and that Swapna Prapancha also, even in that dream world also, he experiences pains and pleasures. Okay? That in Swapne, he again becomes the experiencer of pains and pleasures. Which means you have to make it very clear, this Swapna Prapanchaha, this dream universe and this waking universe, both are, in both the experiences are meant for exhausting one's prarabdha punya papa. Don't think only waking experiences are meant for exhausting punya papas. Dream also. If you have prabala prarabdha, you exhaust in waking state. If you have some abala prarabdha, weak prarabdha, you exhaust in your dream. Because in dream also, either you laugh, or you smile, or you cry, or you feel upset. Same thing, what you go through in waking, you go through here also. Isn't it? Therefore, that somehow you are exhausting some prarabdha, abala prarabdham in your dream. You know, sometimes you get worse, very bad dreams, my God. Isn't it? Why do you go through that? In dreams, still you had the experience. Even though, isn't it? That's why swapne sahayeva jivaha. Who is the jiva here? Atma. Sahayeva atma becomes this jiva who goes through this waking state experience, and the same jiva becomes what? No, here they become the experiencer of the dream universe, but projected by, projected in his own mind using his own power. Is it clear? Now, this jiva, now he goes next, he's going to the deep sleep state. Then, sushupti kale, sakale viline, tamobhibhuta, sukharupameti. Then, sushupti kale, then what happens? Because this person, this jiva, going through this through two states of experience. Now waking, in waking state, jagrat prapanchaha is like watching one channel. And from there, going through this deep, the dream experience is what now? Switching on from one channel to another channel. Isn't it? You don't watch both channels simultaneously. You can't do, isn't it? You have to turn one off and move on to another channel. Like this is going through another channel of this dream state. And watching both these channels, not watching, okay? And there becomes what now? Really? It's going through the experience of pains and pleasures in both these, all experience in both the channels. When the jiva gets tired, then what happens? He falls asleep. Is it? What is falling asleep? When this jiva falls asleep, sakale viline. Now there is no Isvara Srishta Jagrat Prapancha is also not there. There is no external, objectively real waking universe also resolves. And subjectively real dream universe also resolves. This is sakale viline. When both the worlds resolve, when sushupti kale, natu swapna kale. Sushupti kale means in deep sleep state. Isn't it? Sushupti kale, during sleep, when both these worlds resolve. Which worlds? Objectively real world and subjectively real dream world. When both these worlds resolve, sushupti kale, sakale viline, what happens to jiva here? Tamaha abhibhutaha. Completely overpowered by tamas. I mean what here? Ignorance. Being totally overpowered by ignorance means what here? Remaining totally steeped in ignorance. Remaining totally steeped in ignorance means what? Even not knowing I am. Losing that partial knowledge I am. What happens now? He remains steeped in total ignorance in sleep. Like how other animals are in always. No, not in, other animals are always, not in waking, isn't it? All other animals are always remain steeped in total ignorance. So, tamaha abhibhutaha bhavati. When there is a total ignorance, in total ignorance, there cannot be no experience. In total ignorance, there is neither sukham nor dukkham. For what? Sukham. That's why sukham. Next word. Sukarupam eti. Sukarupam eti means what? Sukarupam eti means he becomes, no? Really, he remains blissfully ignorant. When? In deep sleep state. This is what? In total ignorance also there is bliss. This is tamaha abhibhutaha. Tamaha abhibhutaha. Who is the one? Now sukarupameti. Who is the one who is asleep, with being free from all forms of pains and pleasures? In sleep, you are free from, any jiva is free from all forms of pains and pleasures. And having got this half knowledge resolved, the partial knowledge also is resolved. Is it clear? So in total ignorance, there is no sorrow, there is no dukkham. In total knowledge also, there is no dukkham. Therefore, dukkham is possible only. That's why for a jiva, for the one who is asleep also, there is no dukkham. For a jnani also, there is no dukkham. There is no sorrow. There is no sorrow for a wise person. There is no sorrow for the one who is asleep. Fast asleep. Why? Because wise person is blessed with total knowledge. He knows he is, he knows what he is. Whereas this person who is asleep does not know who he is, and he does not even know he is. He is as good as non-existent. Whenever you do not know that you are, you are as good as non-existent. Is it clear or not? You are as good as non-existent if you do not know that you are. So, sushupti kale sukarupam eti. In sleep, sukarupam eti means he remains one. He remains in his own sarupam. Which means what? He is free from pains and pleasures. How does he become free from pains and pleasures? Because he is totally overpowered by ignorance. What does it mean? Now, even losing the partial knowledge which he enjoys during the waking state and dream state, how that he loses. In dream, you have dream half knowledge, isn't it? I know I am. You have dream knowledge. Whereas in sleep, there's no identity. In non-identity, you have no sorrow, no pain. In right identity also, you have no sorrow. But you have wrong identity alone, you have dukkham. In non-identity, no pain. In right identity, there is no pain. In wrong identity, you have pain. This is how jivaha bhavati. Is it clear? Now, just he introduces now. Then, he falls asleep, or he sukarupam, he is free from pain, experience of pains and pleasures. He is blissful now. He really revels in bliss. Now, he is happy. Happy means what? There is no sukham and dukkham. But is it possible for him to keep on sleeping? Why should we get up? And why should we go through this, jagrat sukha-dukha, waking pains and pleasures? And again, why should one go through the pains and pleasures in dream? Why should he do that? No, it is not possible for him. Punaha, what happens now? Punaha, again, janmantara karma yogat, because of the previous janmas, punya papa because the prarabdha karma. See, no, prarabdha karma, the very birth itself is for what? For you to exhaust the prarabdha karma. Therefore, because of the connection, association with your past karmas, karma yoga, not our karma yoga here, karma yoga means because of the connection you have with your previous punya papas, previous karma phalams, what happens now? Again, this jiva wakes up from sleep. Sahayeva, that person wakes up from sleep. Again, he goes through the waking state experiences. And again, what happens? Again, swapiti. Again, he falls asleep. Now, then he goes, he dreams. Swapiti means he dreams. Again, he goes through this dream experience. Again, he falls asleep. Again, prabuddha. Again, he wakes up. Swapiti means dreams and prabuddha bhavati means he wakes up. See, so he falls asleep, and from the sleep, the prarabdha does not allow him to sleep continuously. It allows him to sleep for some time. Again, the prarabdha really pushes the person to go through the prarabdha karma phalam. Therefore, this person, from his deep sleep, he wakes, he becomes partially asleep, then goes through dream experience. Understand? Again, after that, again this person falls asleep. Again from sleep, he wakes up. See, these two words, swapiti and prabuddha bhavati, these two words imply, even for one to dream, one must fall asleep first. Then from sleep, one has to dream. And from dream experience, again one has to go back to deep sleep state. From deep sleep state alone, one has to wake up. You can never wake up straight away from dream. Whenever you wake up from sleep, you are waking up from deep sleep only. But we may not know that. The fact is, whenever we wake up from sleep, we wake up from deep sleep state only. You never wake up straight from the dream state. You may remember the dreams. The effect of dream may be there. You may think you are waking up straight from the dream. No. One has to fall asleep to dream. Understand? Again, for one to wake up, one has to go back to deep sleep state. From deep sleep state alone, you can wake up. Is it clear? That is what is implied with two words. Swapiti, then prabuddha bhavati. What does it mean? He dreams. When does he dream? Falling asleep, remaining fast asleep, this person being, you know, impelled by this, now woken up by woken up by the prarabdha karma, and he goes through the dream experience. He dreams. Otherwise, the prarabdha karma wakes him up from sleep to exhaust the prarabdha in the waking state. So prabuddha bhavati, he wakes up from sleep to experience, to go through the prarabdha karma phalam in the waking state, or he becomes half awake to go through the prarabdha karma, abala prarabdha, in his dream state. Weak prarabdha. Is it clear? Which means, whatever it is, prarabdha karma phalam wakes him up. He becomes half awake to experience dream, or becomes fully awake to experience waking. Is it clear? Which means from sleep he is woken up. So it's also important lesson is, even dream experience also, the dream world also, we are experiencing to exhaust our abala prarabdha. is not purposeless. There is some purpose. Why do we all go experience dreams? In dream also, you experience some pain or pleasure. You are exhausting some weak prarabdha. Strong prarabdha you exhaust in waking. Is it clear? So this is the jivaha. Now who is this jivaha? This experiencer, the one who losing the very self-identity, one not remaining totally overpowered by ignorance, one who is there no sukham, is this jiva. And the same jiva is the one who is going through the subjectively projected dream universe. The same jiva is the one who experiences the waking universe also, goes through his all, enjoys objects of pleasures in the waking state. There is no third experiencer. There is only experiencer. There is only performer of actions. The one who falls asleep. For the sleeper is also jiva. The dreamer is also jiva. The waker also is the jiva. This jiva is another than atma. How atma becomes jiva, attains the jiva status. This is the thing. And here the shariram asthaya, that one word makes, really, it says what? Actually, atma, it's like typically that how this is just the upadhi. Upadhi gives the status, isn't it? So this atma, using the upadhi, creates everything. But creating means what here? Creating means, it is the identity. Until the creation, there is no problem. After having created, only when this identity comes, that is when the samsara begins. It's called patana karanam. Identity. The Upanishad has its own way of presenting it. This is what is jiva. Now he talks about the jiva. So with this 13th mantra, now we are going to the 14th. Now here he ends the jiva's story. Look at this. The discussion on this jiva ends here. Who is a jiva? He presents first. Understand? Now here, see the 14th mantra now. Puratraye kridati. Oh, you had to read it, I finished doing the verse. Yeah. We'll read it again, don't worry. Swapne sa jiva sukha dukkha bhokta. Swamayaya kalpita jiva loke. Sushupti kale sakale viline. Tamo bibhuta sukharupameti. Punaha. Again. Okay? Again he begins. Punascha. Janmantara karma yogat. Sayeva jiva swapiti prabuddha. So, which means he talks about this jiva alone. Now, here the question comes, when did this begin? When did Atma? Okay, now nice to listen to the story. Okay, Atma is there. And Atma, using this upadhi, avidya upadhi, and then what happens? Created this body, and then identified with this body, then goes through these three states of experience. And what happens? Experience means what? First jagrat. First, he goes through waking state experiences, then falls asleep, then again goes through the dream experiences, again falls asleep, again wakes up. Or either wakes up directly to experience the waking state experiences, or half, it becomes half awake to experience the dream experiences, in keeping with the abala, prabala, prarabdha. That's why every day we don't dream, isn't it? Sometimes even if we dream also, we may not know whether we dreamt or not. But anyway, it doesn't matter whether you remember your dream, you do not remember your dream. There's some sorts of discussions are there. Now, all of us are dreaming every day, but we do not remember those dreams. These some discussions are there. Doesn't matter whether we dream. Sometimes we remember our dreams. Sometimes we do not remember dreams at all. Isn't it? We might have experienced, do not know. But still sometimes we remember the dreams. Very vivid. What Shastram says is, this every day the jiva is woken up from sleep, pushed from the sleep, either half awake he becomes to experience the dream, and in keeping with the strength of the parabdha, or he pushed to wake up, totally to go through this, experience the prabala parabdha, exhaust the prabala parabdha, and to experience pains and pleasures in waking state. So the question comes, okay, Atma with the Upadhi, this Jiva Upadhi, with this Avidya Upadhi, and assuming the body, identifying with the body, and goes through these three states of experience. It's one sentence. Atma, using the Avidya Upadhi, being endowed with Avidya Upadhi, assuming the body, identifying with the body, goes through these three states of experience. And here the question comes, when did Atma begin to, assume the body and begin to go through the experiences? And here you have to remember, it is Anadi Kalat. From beginningless time means what now? Actually, this is a beginningless, endless, cyclic process. It has been there always. Beginningless, endless, cyclic process. That is why always we have previous old karmas are there. And the previous karma is the cause for our present, what we are exhausting now in the present life. Again, present karma will become what? New prarabdha. It joins the Sanchitam and one day it becomes a new Parabdha. We don't know when. We already have enough to. And we go to the next verse. Next 14th mantra. Puratraye kridati yascha jivaha. So with this line, the discussion on Jivatma is over. Yaha cha Jivaha Puratraye Kridati. Now, Puratrayam means what here? Is three states of experience. Three states of the mind. There's three states of experience here is what? Puratrayam. This puratraye, continuously or this changing in three states of experience. Who is the one who is going through the experiences is the jiva. That going through the experiences is called what here? Krida. Kridati. Kridati means not simply playing. No? He moves around in all this. This jiva goes through these three states of experience. Puratraye kridati. One who goes through these three states of experience, is the jivaha. Yaha saha jivaha. Is it clear? Here is the discussion on atma. Sorry, discussion on jiva. Now, And from here, next onwards, he's going to introduce the Paramatma or Ishvara. Ishvara discussion is going to come next. Tatastujatam Sakalam Vichitram Adharamanandam Akhandabodham Yasmillayam Yati Puratrayancha. So here, Tatahatu Jatam Sakalam Vichitram. Now, we have to remember Sahayeva Atma. Sahayeva, Sahayeva means the same Atma, who is limitless reality, Brahman. That Atma alone, using the Maya Upadhi, being endowed with Maya Upadhi, becomes what? Has the status of being the Ishvara. Is it clear now? But before we go here, we have to recollect our own dream experience, and we have to how you are the creator of the dream, but at the same time you become the creature of the dream also. One of the creatures, no? Dreamt creatures also you become. How? That you have to remember here before we go to the discussion on Ishvara. See, we go through as jivas, we go through these waking state experiences. And then it is very clearly said, it is something beginningless life. Beginningless cycle, isn't it? It's a beginningless, endless cycle. And here we do, somehow it is here means it has its connection with the past. There's a reason for all that we are going through in this present experiences, the present life. So these present experiences which we have in the waking state, and somehow we collect them, store them, and they go to our subconscious, and the waking state experiences which we go through because of our previous karma phalam, and those experience pains and pleasures and all those things really, and they really go to our all our perceptions, what we enjoy. Somehow they go to our subconscious and they remain in the form of vasanas. Or you can say subtlest mental impressions. In fact, dormant thought is said to be vasana. Dormant, latent, subtlest thought form. Even thought itself is subtle. And the dormant, latent thought form means what? It is called vasana. They remain in subconscious. And they alone, again in keeping with the parabdha, whatever has gone in, they get jumbled and mixed up somehow, and then they become thrown up. And who? So, means what is a swapna? It is nothing but replay of the old recorded experiences which remain in the form of dormant thoughts, latent thoughts, subtlest thought. Much subtler thought form called vasanas, they become replayed means the thoughts alone, so the already stored thoughts become projected, isn't it? And that is why that whatever you experience in a dream, that dream universe, what all you project there? There is time, there is space, there are living beings, non-living things, elements, elementals, everything you have. And in the dream, when you project, you as a waker, you have stored the experiences. And you, the waker, you alone, using your own thoughts, then it is, you create this dream universe. And this dream universe is completely waker's own projected universe. And where is this dream projected? See, the amount of the space you experience in dream, the time you experience in dream, how vast the space? The vast space you experience in your dream. And where is the dream? Please understand, very important, where is the dream? Is it outside of you? outside of you means which you? Where is the dream? The dream you project is nothing but thought. The whole dream universe, in fact, you have the dream space, dream time, dream elements, dream elementals, dream living beings, dream non-living things, dream pain, dream pleasure, dream jealousy, dream hatred, all the dream things, dream experiences and dream shopping and dream expenditure, dream income, dream work, everything is in your thought. All that you see is thought. It's all thought, is it? It's all thought forms. Therefore, it's all the waker's mind. The whole dream universe is waker's mind. And waker's mind, is there something called mind? Waker's mind, away from, far from, distant from waker. You have to think. Waker and waker's mind are not separable. Waker's mind is part of the waker. Waker's body is part of the waker. There can't be waker, isn't it? They all of them must be. So waker's sense organs and waker's mind and waker's body, all together waker. And now this waker, and for him, you know, he projects this universe, and which is very private, only one person can see enjoy the whole thing. And actually, waker is the creator of the dream, isn't it? The creator of the dream is what? Waker. Creator. Srishtikarta. Swapna prapanchasya Srishtikarta. Who is the Srishtikarta? Who is the creator of this Swapna prapancha, the dream universe? Waker. But this waker, what happens? When he, in that dream universe, when he created the dream individuals, he created the body for himself in order to experience the dream objects of enjoyment. And when that's okay, then also he's a creator. Suppose if this the waker, having created the dream individual body for himself, no, assuming that body, did not identify himself with that dream individual body, then he would have continued to be the creator, but avatara purusha in the dream. Is it clear? He would have been an incarnation. Why? He knows he is the waker, he assumed a body, and to experience his own created universe. But unfortunately, it's not possible. When he created the body for himself, assumed the body, the waker, and his waker identifies himself with that individual body, then what happens? The minute he identifies himself with that created individual body in the dream, the whole dream which is in him, the whole dream which is himself appears as though it is outside. Isn't it? Bahihi udbhutam iva atati in Dakshinamurti Stotram. Isn't it? He is everything as though it is outside. Bahihi udbhutam iva. But now what happened? He sees the world outside. And this creator, he loses the creator status, attains what now? Attains the creature status. Now, Srishtikarta becomes Srishta Jantuhu, a created individual with all limitations. And not only that, now what happens? There becomes similarly, then that is how, and he becomes the victim. And there becomes what all samsara comes. But the same jiva, the same waker now, the same waker who now as a dreamer and assuming the dream body and the identifying with the dream body, seeing himself as the dream individual, who sees the dream world as though it is outside, and who goes through the samsara, the dream samsara, then when he wakes up from sleep. Now we have to come next line. Okay? When he wakes up from sleep, what happens? He does not see the dream world. There is no dream world. He just Prabodha samaye sva atmanam eva advayam pashyati. Is it? On waking up, he sees himself being non-dual. There's no dream universe. That's fine. There's no dream universe. There's no dream. All the divisions, all the differences, all the plurality, all the people and even frightening animals, etc. All of them together, the whole entire dream universe is not there. Not only that, on waking up, and this dream universe has no significance at all. To a completely non-significant, worthless, isn't it? It's not there. It becomes nothing. It becomes, isn't it? It's as good as non. It's non-existent. In the same way, this jiva also, when he wakes up, is it? When he wakes up from sleep of ignorance, he understands the upadhi. Okay? Understands this upadhi and is as a wise person, and for him, now this universe also, this waking universe which one experiences also, now which seems, oh my God, vast space and this time and which everything which seems to be outside, external to me, and everything would be what now? How for the waker, how much is the dream universe for the waker? So much will be this waking universe also for the wise person. Understand? There the dream universe really is not there. But for the wise person, this universe will continue to be there. Continue to be there. This will not go anywhere. But still, he is free. This is the... But now, we are going to see this. Understand that, we just see this, the Ishvara. Now he presents the Ishvara topic here. Tatastu jatam sakalam vichitram. Tatahatu jatam sakalam vichitram. How far the waker. Now when he wakes up from sleep, sakalam vichitram. Vichitram means what actually? Then, how that is nothing, isn't it? But here similarly, as Ishvara, once as a jiva, when you understand the upadhi, and when you wake up from sleep of ignorance, when you resolve your ignorance also, and your perception changes, then sakalam vichitram. Everything will be wonder, isn't it? This universe which is so, this what is outside here, for you to see that it is nothing is outside of you. Just as for the waker, one waker has to be the waker to know that dream was not outside of him. Similarly, for you have to wake up, as jiva has to wake up, for him to see that nothing is really outside of oneself. Isn't it? But here, and then who is this Ishvara here? Sakalam vichitram adharam. Who is Ishvara here? Ishvara, we say, this Aadharam. Aadharam, because of this Maya Upadhi, we say, Ishvara is, Paramatma is the Aadhara. Aadhara means what? Here, he is the substratum, very existence. See, when you give Atma the Ishvara status, then becomes what now? Ishvara is the cause, and Jiva becomes the Karyam. This Karana Karya Bheda. Look at this. When you see the Lord, the whole as Karanam, and individual as the Karyam. Effect. No, because like without the ocean, there cannot be a wave. Without the ocean, there cannot be a wave. So always we say wave is the effect, ocean is the cause. We say in total and the individual. But when do you get with it? So similarly, Ishvara is the cause, individual is the effect. Karana, Karyam. But the status comes. Jiva has the Karyam status and Ishvara has the Karana status. But the status itself is because of the Upadhi. Karana, Karya status. Ishvara, Jiva status, total individual status, macrocosm, microcosm status. This status is because of the Upadhis. Is it clear? So all the Upadhis only. Now, suppose if you remove the Upadhis, remove the Maya Upadhi and remove the Avidya Upadhi, minus Upadhi, Atma is neither Jiva Atma nor Parama Atma. Atma is just the Atma. There is neither Ishvara nor Jiva. Only Brahma. Neither Karanam nor Karyam. So, Karana Karya Vyatirktaha Atma. Atma is neither the cause nor the effect. Atma is neither Jiva nor Ishvara. Is it clear? Atma is neither the Lord nor the servant. This here we say, Ishvara Bhritya Bheda. Oh, you are the Lord and the servant. Ishvara, Lord, servant, Bheda is also not there. Jiva, Ishvara, Bheda is also not there. These Upadhis are removed. All the differences will resolve. Therefore, now you see this. Now, as a Srishtikarta, because of Maya Upadhi, the Srishtikarta, Aadhara, who became as a cause now, Aadhara, as the support, the substratum of everything, Aadhara, Aadharam, then Anandam, so, Tatastu jatam sakalam vichitram. Now I'm going back to the same line again. Tatahatu jatam, from that Ishvara, the Paramatma alone, sakalam jatam. This entire waking universe which we are experiencing now, all these individual beings, all the beings, all sakalam means, the sakalam implies time, space, and all the elements, elementals, living beings, non-living things, mobile beings, immobile beings, all that we are experiencing now in this waking state, this entire universe, sakalam, this entire universe has come into existence from that Ishvara, Paramatma. Paramatma is what now? Who is Paramatma? Atma with Maya Upadhi. Atma, Brahman with Maya Upadhi, from that Ishvara alone, this entire universe has come into existence. Sakalam Jatam. Which means Ishvara, Paramatma is the Srishtikarta, not Srishta Jantu. Srishtikarta, the Lord, creator of everything. Now, which means what does this line state now? A, there is no Atma is not the creator, but there is no creator other than Atma. First, what was the lesson you heard? Atma is not the waker experiencer, or Atma is not the dreamer experiencer. Atma is not the sleeper experiencer, but the waker, dreamer, sleeper, you know, all of them are Atma. That was what we understood earlier. And that status came what? Because of the Avidya Upadhi. Now this same Atma, విత్ మాయా ఉపాధి గెట్స్ ది స్టేటస్ వాట్ ఈశ్వర సృష్టికర్త అండ్ యాజ్ అ సృష్టికర్త వాట్ ఈస్ ఏ తతః సకలం జాతం. Is it clear? Which means, tataha sakalam jata means, this line states, the creator is Atma. Atma is not the creator at all. But there is no creator other than Atma. This is very important line you have to remember. Do you get it now? Yeah. Now, Adharam. Adharam means what? Adharam here is substratum. Substratum means what now? Existence. One who lends existence to the universe means that second Adhara stands for sustainer. So, is the same Atma as Ishvara with Maya Upadhi as the Ishvara becomes what now? Becomes sustainer of this entire universe. Being the very existence, being the very substratum is the sustainer of this universe. The word Adhara stands for sustainer. So, not only the creator is Atma, sustainer also is Atma. Atma is not the sustainer, but the sustainer is Atma. Now, he goes, leave the three words there. Anandam, Akhandam, Akhandabodham, leave it. Come to next line. Yasmin layam yati puratrayancha. Yasmin layam yati. And Ishvara Paramatma is the one who is endowed with this Atma, with the Maya Upadhi, who is said to be Paramatma, is the one in whom all that which comes into being, which came into being, resolves also. Yasmin layam yati. Is it clear? Yasmin layam yati. Yasmin layam yati means in which everything resolves. Which means the one in whom everything resolves is Ishvara. Is it clear now? So Atma is not the resolve, but there's no the Ishvara, the one in whom everything resolves is none other than Atma. Yasmin sarvam layam yati. Okay. Yati. What layam yati? Puratrayancha. All that which has come into existence. Now, so puratrayam means all these three states of experience, all of them resolve where? Three states of mind. All of them resolve where? Only in that Ishvara. That Ishvara is another than Atma. This Upadhis are, there is no difference only in Upadhi. Now we have to understand, when Jiva falls asleep, there is what is? There is Jiva remains steeped in total ignorance, therefore there is bliss experience, I said. As a Sukham and Dukkham. But that again Jiva is woken up from sleep. Prarabdha. Vyashti Prarabdha wakes him up, isn't it? Similarly, when Ishvara falls asleep, what is Ishvara falling asleep? When the Ishvara sleep, Paramatma sleep is what we say. This our sleep is Nidra. Paramatma's the whole Jagrat Prapanchaha resolving is what? In fact, Paramatma sleep is it? Mahanidra, Yoga Nidra. Is it? Everything has to go back to Maya. For Maha, this is what we say, Yoga Nidra. It is called Pralayaha. Our sleep is Layaha and Paramatma sleep is Pralayaha. Again, when everything resolves, what will be there? Everything resolves, there will be, where is Maya now? Maya also becomes, it resolves, everything resolves, then again, that is called Yoga Nidra. That sleep, then again Sukharupam Eti. Again, that Yoga Nidra is disturbed by whom? Who disturbs Bhagavan's sleep? Samashti Prarabdha. Understand? All our Prarabdha together. The Samashti Prarabdha will disturb the Maya. Individual Prarabdha wakes up, the individual mind. And the Maya Shakti, how again the manifestation begins, being disturbed by Tamashti Prarabdha again. Is it? So Pralaya. So Layaha and Pralayaha again, so it continues. So what he wants to say, so Yasmin Layam Yati, and what is this? What is this Paramatma Swarupam actually? What is this Paramatma actually? He says, Anandam Akhanda Bodham. This Paramatma Swarupam is Akhanda Bodha, means indivisible consciousness. Paramatma Swarupam is Atma. And Atma is what? Indivisible consciousness. And he says, and who is of the nature of fullness, which is of the nature of fullness. Akhanda Bodha means indivisible consciousness, which is of the nature of fullness. Anandam Akhanda Bodham Adharam Yasmin Layam Yati Puratrayancha. This is Ishvara. This is how, this is the Ishvara here. He presents the, who is Ishvara also, he presented in this verse. So in these two verses, what he, in all these verses, what he implies is, it is, the Upanishad itself presents this, Atma alone is, Atma gets two different names are given to the same Atma, in keeping with the Upadhi, Upadhi's difference. Isn't, if you remove the Maya and Avidya Upadhis, there is no Ishvara, there is no Jiva, there is only Atma, the consciousness. For Atma, the consciousness is neither the Jiva nor the Ishvara, but the Jiva and Ishvara both are Atma only. Therefore, that is why this difference now, he presents both separately. Say, he presents the Jiva separately, and he discusses Ishvara separately. Now he is going to say, Etasmajayate pranaha manas sarvendriyani cha kham vayur jyotirapascha prithivi vishvasya dharini. Now, so in these two, mantra number 14 and 13 and 12, in these three verses together he presented the discussion on Jivaha, and then the discussion on Ishwaraha, and now, thereby what do we have to arrive at? Oh, the status, the creator, the sustainer, the Ishwara gets this, you know, status, the sustainer, creator, and the one in whom everything resolves, the status as Ishwara is only because it's Maya Upadhi. Otherwise, Atma is not creator, not a sustainer, not the one in whom everything resolves. But actually, all this, the Ishvara is Atma. Similarly, Jiva is also what now? This waker, sleeper, experiencer. The waker, dreamer, sleeper are all Atma, but Atma is not waker, dreamer or sleeper. And it's because of these Upadhis. You remove the Upadhis, Jiva and Ishvara are one and the same consciousness, which is Atma Brahma. Now, he's going to say, okay, Jiva Swarupisham, okay, he's going to say next. What about the whole, he has to talk about the rest of the Jagat also now. Yetasma jayate pranaha, not only that, pranaha, manaha, sarva indriyanicha, all the sense organs, mind, prana, kam, vayuhu, jyotihi. Kam means space, vayuhu, air, jyotihi, fire, apaha, water, prithvi, earth, and this vishwasya dharini, this is a supporter of the entire universe, is mother earth, and this earth, all these elements, He just says simply, he presents the whole thing as all the elements, elemental, which includes living and non-living things, all these things, this entire universe has come into existence from this Ishvara, which Ishvara, Sopadhikat Ishvara. Sopadhikat, this Ishvara means, we say, the Atma, which is endowed with this Maya Upadhi, who gets the status of being the Ishvara, from this Ishvara alone, this entire universe has come into existence. And he mentions the names of all the senses, all the powers, all the mind, all the elements, all the elementals, they all have come into existence from that Ishvara. Which means, here you have to understand, even yesterday I mentioned in the class, here he slowly presents, presents the Atma, Ishvara as the cause of the universe. Whenever the Shastram says everything has come into existence from Ishvara, what does it mean? That from which something comes into existence is the cause. And water has come into existence is the effect. If you say from the gold chain has come into existence, what is chain? Gold is the cause, chain is effect. Similarly, if you say from that Ishvara everything has come into existence, what does it mean? Ishvara is, the cause is Ishvara, everything which has come into existence is effect. Which means, between Ishvara and the universe, what is the connection? What Jiva Ishvara Sambandha you understood now? Jiva and Ishvara are one and the same. The difference is only in Upadhi, not in Swarupam. Absolutely there is no difference. Sampara Upadhi, there is difference. Between the universe and the Ishvara, what is the connection? What is Sambandha? Jiva Ishvara Aikyam is over. Now we have to understand what? Jagad Ishvara Aikyam. Only otherwise will be like Sankhya, just I told you. You have to do what now? Jagad Ishvara Aikyam. What is this Jagat and Ishvara? So, Karana Karya Sambandha. If there's between Jishvara and the Jagat is Karnakarya Sambandha, then you can say Karanam alone exists in the form of the Karyam. There's no Karyam which has independent existence. Therefore, whole Jagat is Mithya, or because it is Karyam. It is as good as the effect. Therefore, Ishvara alone appears as the Jagat means the Ishvara and Jagat are not two different things. Now what we do, that's why there's no difference, there's no distance between creator and the creation. This non-separateness, this inseparability between creator and the creation is called what now? Advaitam. Inseparability, the non-separateness. The creator and the creation are non-separate. Because between the creator and the creation, the connection is cause-effect relationship. This is why the Shastram presents this. Therefore, the whole universe is Ishvara. And we say, the Jiva is also Ishvara. In fact, there's no Jiva, there's no Ishvara. The whole universe is Ishvara means Ishvara is Atma. Jiva is Atma. Therefore, all that is here is only Atma. This is the final lesson we have to arrive at here. Now I'll stop here because now the important lesson is now from the 16th mantra onwards the Mahavakya Vichara begins. Actually how Shravanam has to start, that we'll see tomorrow. Okay, when then how the Maha, all these mantras, following mantras, beautiful mantras, they're all this Maha, we have Mahavakya Vichara. And he is going, that Ishvara from whom everything has come into existence is you. Tattvameva, he is going to say in the following mantras. I think we'll start fresh. See, today, again, how last time I did one day I did. I gave little meaning, then again I repeated next day. Remember? Similarly here also, this particular, the three verses together, I just presented today, and then we see the whole significance tomorrow of these verses together, and tomorrow I'm going to complete that next verse. also, with which the teaching will be complete. It's okay? And the Maya Upadhi, Avidya Upadhi, everything I'll explain tomorrow. I started like this today. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.